just a block of oak wood.
Okay.
Block of oak wood.
Call it log or?
Log or block of oak wood.
Okay. Now, the stuff you get on your face when the fire go up through the chimney or when you're having to clean it out?
But you very seldom ever had to clean one out. It would burn clean on a chimney. Some people would try heating with cast iron heaters or tin heaters. Well, if they used a lot of rich lighter down them, well, they'd shut up. But as long as you just use a small amount of rich pine to start your fire, well, the oak wood would have a tendency to keep it burnt clean. It burn your chimney or your stove pipe out clean. As long as you didn't use a lot of rich lighter.
You didn't have any stuff to get rid of, any?
Ashes.
Yeah.
You'd have to carry the ashes out almost every day in the wintertime when you were burning lots of wood. Carry the ashes out. And when spring of the year was there, well, you'd have to cover the top of the chimney to keep the what's called chimney sweeps from building their nest in the chimney. Because the chimney sweeps would go to coming in and building their nest, well, they'd break what soot was there, well, they'd break it loose and it'd fall down. And then when the cold weather was over, well, you'd cover the top of the chimney with this. And then you'd also have a fire screen. It was nothing more than a frame with either wallpaper or some type of stuff on it that you'd cover the fireplace to keep the wind from blowing ashes or soot from out of the chimney, back out into the living room.
Okay. Now you had maybe something up over the fireplace where you kept your clock or something with
it? Mantle board.
Mantle board?
Mantle.
Okay. All right. The ashes were usually what color? They were kind of
whitish gray.
White, okay. What about the stuff you had in the house where you kept things and you had the
warming closet on the cook stove, on the wood cook stove. Well, you had a warming closet which was up over the cook stove with doors on it and food that wouldn't spoil easy. Well, after a meal, well, you could set it up in the warming closet and no kind of insects or anything couldn't get to it. And most of the stoves, a lot of the stoves had a water warmer on the side of it, next to the firebox, where you could fill this water warmer with water, and the heat from the wood would keep the water warm for dishwashing or bathing. And you had then a safe that was fixed to where that most people had little star-shaped deals or a diamond shape cut out in the doors,
yeah,
with screen over it, to where that no kind of insects could get into the vittles that was put in this safe.
Yeah, really?
And would, at the same time, why, it would let air in, and no insects could get in.
Huh.
It just cut out a diamond shape or a square and tack screen over it and then set the food in these eggs.
Hmm. What about the kind of other pieces of did you have any other types of furniture?
Well, you had a large dining table. Our particular dining table was my father had cut the cherry and red cherry and had it sawed and planed it, I believe, or dressed it himself, and he built the table. It was a large one and a nice one.
Cherry tree?
Cherry tree.
Really?
Yes, sir. And,
okay, now you might have something you keep your clothes in that would have drawers in it. What was that?
Chester drawers.
Chester drawers.
But that was in later years. Most of it was trunks.
Uh-huh.
They had the old metal trunks that they put clothes in, and